Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions about God and Spirituality. So this should be an interesting show. And then, of course, I don't say anything. There are a lot of beliefs that a lot of people have about God and about spirituality, and those beliefs affect our lives. They influence our thoughts. In some cases, we've been programmed to believe specific things, and if someone says something that is not part of that belief system, we really get upset, because then they're bringing our beliefs into question. And of course, we know our beliefs are true, because everything we believe is true for us. So what about God and spirituality? Well, you know, I've been on a search, a journey, however you want to turn it, to understand what that means to me for a number of years. I had a lot of problems with traditional religion. They seem to say a lot of things that just contradicted each other. You know, they would say that God is love, and I really like that one. And then they would say, but if you don't do what God says, then God's going to punish you. And that's a contradiction for me. Because if God is pure, unconditional love, how exactly do I ever do anything that is not what God would want? Because if the love is unconditional, there are no conditions. And I actually had tried to have that conversation with several people who were very traditional in their thinking, to explain to me how God can be this pure, unconditional love and this vengeful, spiteful little, like a spoiled three-year-old, because it never made any sense to me. And they really couldn't explain it to me. They would change the conversation or get up and leave, which is fine. I understand people have their beliefs, and they don't want their beliefs to be questioned. But it's time for us to recognize what our beliefs are. What is it that you believe? And again, this is a totally personal thing. Everybody is going to have a different belief about God, even what to call God. You know, that's not even a consistent belief. There are so many different names, and that's absolutely fine. I don't think God has a problem with that, because God really doesn't care what you call them. They care who you're being, what you're allowing in your life, how you are living as that reflection of that love. That is what is important, not the name. And there are some names that have a lot of okay, I'll just call it garbage attached to it. For some people, the word God has a lot of garbage attached to it, and that's understandable because that name has been used so often in things that were not of love. You know, people fight wars in the name of God. War is not love. People place restraints and restrictions on others in the name of God. Restraints and restrictions are not love. So there can be a lot of negativity attached to the name. A lot of people use source, creator, the universe, and that's to get away from that negativity attached to the particular name of God. You know, and there are books that tell you that there are, I can't remember how many, I want to say 90-something different names for God. And I've actually read some of those, and some of them I really like. Some of them have a real good feel to them, and some of them are just like, okay, that was interesting. And like I said, it really doesn't matter what name you use. Use whatever works for you. Now, a lot of people say that they're spiritual beings as opposed to religions. Religions are usually clearly defined. You know, they have the rules and the regulations, and they have the, you must do this and you must do that, and we do this every Sunday at this time, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they focus a lot on what's wrong with us. That was one of the things that I didn't particularly like about the organized religions I grew up in, because they were always talking about how I was a sinner, how I was so unworthy, so undeserving, so good that, you know, you didn't feel good. Every now and then you'd run across someone who would talk about love, who would talk about how wonderful we were and how wonderful life could be and all of those things that really felt good. But it seems that those people were few and far between. Most everybody was talking about what was wrong with us, how we needed to do this in order to get straight, how we had to do this in order to get to heaven, how we had to make sure we were doing it right in order to prove that we were good enough to be loved by God. And none of that sat well with me. And they would talk about, you know, Jesus coming again, the second coming, whatever terminology you want to use. And even that did not sit right with me, because it seemed completely unfair to me that my life was going to end and I wasn't going to get to do all of the things that I had always thought that I wanted to do because Jesus was coming again. And I thought it was really inconsiderate of him to show up and ruin my life like that. And I doubt if any of those ministers who sang those words were thinking that anyone was thinking that way, but I was. And I don't think I was the only one. It took me a long time to reconcile my relationship with Jesus because I, frankly, was mad at him. Now I understand that he had nothing to do with what they were saying, and that he never actually left, so he doesn't need to come again because he's still here. And this was just a matter of interpretation of other people who saw things that, you know, it's the second coming and people are going to rise up out of their graves, which was another thing that really I didn't like, because frankly, after you've been in there for a while, you're not really pretty, so why would you be coming back up out of there? That one just kind of makes my skin crawl, you know, think of a zombie movie or something. But I've come to understand that that's really not what was meant. It's not a matter of these physical bodies of ours coming back to life. It's a matter of recognizing the truth of who we are, of being our eternal self. And our eternal self don't need physical bodies because they're eternal. We inhabit these physical bodies for however long we choose to inhabit them, to have a different kind of experience, to kind of play a different kind of game in life. I mean, if you're going to live forever, which we are, why would you want to just, you know, sit around and twiddle your thumbs? Technically, you wouldn't have thumbs because you wouldn't have a body, but you understand what I mean. And so we create these ways to have different experiences, to learn different things, to have a deeper understanding of who we are. And that's the purpose of life. And if that's the purpose of life, then you don't need all those rules and regulations. You don't need all of that sin and being saved and all of that stuff. Because none of that is actually important. Unless, of course, it's part of what you need in order to learn your lesson. But it doesn't have to be important to everybody. And so I'm okay without organized religion. I miss the music, though. You know, I really like music, and I really like to sing. And so that was my favorite part of the church services, when we would get to sing, and when I was in the choir, and we would get to sing. And it was just the singing that I really loved. Although now sometimes I think about the words of some of the songs that I sang, and I'm not really, you know, thrilled with those words. But I did enjoy the singing. I think it's all about the connection, really. We come together in groups, whether it be in church or in schools or social meetings or wherever it is, but we come together because we enjoy that connection with others. And church is one of those ways that we get to have that. And so we put up with all of the ridiculous rules and regulations in order to have that connection. Well, now I'm learning to have that connection without having to have, you know, a church. And I find that there are absolutely wonderful, beautiful people out there that I get to meet in person, as well as people, you know, that I meet through social media that I never actually physically get to meet. But I don't need to go looking for a place in order to connect. Because the connection is in our hearts, and it's always there, and it's between each and every one of us. And when we allow ourselves to feel it, then we feel it. So this whole thing about God, and, you know, one of the things that always I didn't like about it was that they always had this image in my mind, and I suppose it has to do with some of the artwork of Michelangelo or whoever, that shows God as this big guy sitting up on a cloud, and I'm down here, and he's looking down on me. And that, again, makes you feel small. Now my understanding of God, the source, the creator, the universe, whatever name you want to give it, is that it is inside of me. Inside of everyone and everything. I've had the everything conversation with a few religious people too, and they just did not like that at all. You know, we were sitting at a table, I was saying, God's inside this table. And they would say, no, God is not inside that table. And I said, how'd you get God out of that table? They didn't laugh. But really, if God is everywhere, then how can God not be everywhere? And the whole idea that God is everywhere takes us to hell. Because frankly, how can you have a hell and not have God there? If God is everywhere, God has to be in hell too. They didn't like that one either. But it makes sense to me. If God is everywhere, in everything, every place, there is no separation ever from God, then if you decide that you're going to create a place where people are going to go and be tormented after they die because they did something wrong, then God's got to be there too. Because frankly, we are eternal beings. We are a part of the source, part of God. And you cannot separate us. It's absolutely impossible. And so if your beliefs say that you are going to have to go to hell when you die, then the source is going to go with you. and why you would want to believe that the source would want you to suffer like that is beyond me, but hey, if that's what floats your boat, then go for it. But it's time for us to really look at what it is we do believe, what it is we live in association with God, with our spiritual belief. Do we look at everybody else and see what's wrong with them? That's not love. Because love's not always looking for what's wrong. Because love doesn't see anything wrong. Love is unconditional. So how can there be a wrong or a right? We can't have it both ways. So those are just some of the reasons why I personally, you know, choose not to be a part of an organized religion, of one of those belief systems that says, okay, this is the way it is, and if you believe what we believe, then your life is going to be good. Of course, if you don't believe what we believe, then you're going to have to be punished. To me, that's just a method of control. And that's really the way I see most of the organized religions, as a method of controlling other people. Controlling them for political reasons, because there are some religions that are very involved in politics. Controlling them for financial reasons, because there are some religions that were used to dictate what you would eat on a particular day in order to support a particular industry. There are all these different connections, ropes, whatever you want to call them, tied up around these traditional religions. And even the religions that were all about, you know, freedom, and you don't have to do this or that, and you're going to be just completely unconditional. There were still beliefs, even in those, like the belief that you needed to be a vegetarian, because otherwise you were hurting the animal. And I'm not one of those people that hurts animals intentionally. But I also have had a lot of conversations with my guidance about, am I just supposed to eat plants, you know? And the answer they gave me was, no, if you want to eat meat, eat meat. Because it's up to you. And it's up to whatever it is you want to create in your life. So it's about choosing your own beliefs. That's why a lot of people say that they're spiritual and not religious. Because then you are the one making the choice. You are the one deciding what is true for you in each moment, instead of having this group that says, okay, this is what we believe, and as long as you believe what we believe, you can come and you can hang out with us. But if you're not willing to follow our rules, you really got to go. Again, to me, that's not the unconditional love that God is. That's not what we were taught. I know that a lot of the religious texts have been interpreted over and over and over. And I think a lot's been lost in translation, and a lot has been removed for control reasons. And the people who base their lives on these writings, because someone told them that this is it, this is the truth, this is how you should live your life. If you read this every day, your life will be good. And I find that that's really not true. So many people who read their religious books every single day, total dedication, have some really strange beliefs about life, about themselves, about other people. So when you're ready to step out of those beliefs, to step out of those traditions, that's when you actually get to look at yourself and decide what's important for you. So we're going to go to the caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you, Barbara?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not having such a great day. I was under the impression I was supposed to start a job on April the 6th. I've been waiting since March the 9th for this job, and I just find out today that they can't hire me because I quit a prior position in the retail store without giving notice, so they can't hire me in their corporate office.
Oh, my goodness. That seems like a weird rule. I mean, if you're qualified for the job and you had a legitimate reason for not continuing with a past job, okay.
I don't understand what one thing has to do with the other, but, you know, it's funny because when I took that job in the store, there was something that kept telling me, don't take it, it's not going to work out, you're better than this, and I took it. And then I took it, and then it wound up biting me. Then it wound up, coming back at me. So if I would have never taken it to begin with, I would have been fine with this other position, and I would have been starting a new job on this April the 6th.
Okay, so everything that happens in our lives happens because there's something that we need to learn from the situation. And it looks like part of your learning is to actually trust your intuition, your gut, whatever it is that was telling you not to take the job to begin with. So what is it that you are learning by being punished for not listening? It feels like that's a part of what you're believing about all of this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I mean, I should have trusted it, but I was in a position where I really needed to have some money coming in. And but even though I was so overqualified position, but then when I took the job, the manager was just unbearable to work with. I don't know if she had something against, you know, somebody older than her, or I don't know what the problem was. And then I just wanted to quit, and I was like, this is not worth it. This kind of, to be antagonized like this at a job for this type of level, you know, it's just, I was really above that position. I should have never accepted it. I really should, and I kept dragging my feet, and I really wasn't going to accept it, and then I accepted it, and then I quit without giving notice, and that's why this company didn't want to hire me for the other position, because they felt I quit. I quit at the store and didn't give any notice.
Okay, so let's do a little clearing work around all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I will ask you questions, and you will say yes or no. If you say yes, I'll say the words that make sense and tell you to breathe, and if you say no, I'll change the question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So even though things are not working out the way you expected, you thought that you were going to start working in April. That's what they had told you. That's what you had, you know, arranged your life for. It was finally going to be happening. You were looking forward to it. You wanted this job. And then to find out that it's not going to happen because of something from the past that you made the best decision for you, so you really have no reason why you should ever be penalized for it. Are you willing now to completely and totally let go of this whole story to recognize that this was just a way for you to learn to trust yourself and that there's nothing else that you need to hang on to? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so now you're in a position that you didn't expect to be in. And so instead of starting work in a week or so, you are now looking again for another job. And that's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're being punished.
Because I waited a whole month for this job.
Yeah. And it's not fair. It's really not fair for them to treat you this way. And you've got a whole lot of emotions tied up in this. And are you willing now to completely and totally let go of those emotions?
Mm-hmm.
good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And just let it go.
I just don't know why they waited this long to tell me.
And so there's a part of you that just thinks this is totally unfair. If they should have told you this from the beginning. I mean, if this was a policy, it was a policy when they said you got hired, as well as a policy now, weeks later, and they should have just been on their toes and never had you expecting something if this was their policy. And so there's a part of you that's feeling a bit of resentment because they didn't do what you consider to have been the right thing. I mean, they're going to not hire you because you didn't do something that was right, and yet they didn't do something that was right by the way they treated you. Are you willing now to forgive them and forgive yourself and just let it all go so you can move forward in life? Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, online, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and one, deep, deep breath. And let it go. And so Archangel Michael would like to come and cut the cords that being wrapped around your neck, cords attached to all of this, to that whole situation, to the retail job as well as this job and everybody involved. Are you willing to allow him to cut those cords?
Yes.
Okay. Take a nice breath and let it go. So now you are ready to move on to whatever's next, to the next opportunity which is coming into your life. To the opportunity that's actually going to prove to be more than this opportunity would have been. Are you willing to accept that, yes, life does get better and better, and that something better is coming to you, and it's coming quickly, and you will not have to suffer as a result of all that's happened? Are you willing to accept that you deserve something better?
Yeah, I want something better. I mean, and it's funny, too, because I really was getting second doubts about this job.
Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing now to spend some time, maybe even putting in writing, what did you actually want to do? You know, describe your perfect job or your perfect day at your perfect job. What kind of energy do you want this place to have? What kind of people do you want to work with? What is it that you really want to be doing so that your guidance has a clear idea of what it is you really want to create? So they can work with you to create that. Are you willing to do that now? Okay.
Yes,
good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to release and completely clear any remaining negativity that you have associated with anything in this situation?
Yes.
Yes. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go.
It's funny, I was going to write an email to the guy who's having me fill out all the new hired paperwork, and then in the middle of the email, I got cut off on the at the library. Like, they only give you 15 minutes, and in the middle of the email, I got cut off, and I'm thinking to myself, "Oh, this wasn't meant to send." Yeah, I guess which is something I had to.
It wasn't full of love, huh?
It was just something I guess I had to get out of my system. And then when I got knocked out of the computer system at the library, I was like, well, I don't think that was meant to be sent.
Yeah. It's better if you are actually, you know, radiating the energy that you want to feel, not what you feel stuck in feeling.
Yeah, I know.
Open to the possibilities. It allows your life to flow. It allows you to experience more. And that's really what you want. It really is what you want.
It's just all these weeks waiting, you know what I mean? Waiting, anticipating, counting on something. And then I even stopped looking for a job. I mean, that's almost, that's a long time to wait, but it was since March 9th. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you know, make that list of what it is you really want so that you mm-hmm. have a clear idea of what you're creating for yourself, because you are creating it. And mm-hmm. you might as well create an experience that you're going to enjoy, that's going to provide you with all of the rewards that you want to have from that experience. And mm-hmm. then you can actually find a job that's right for you, or it will mm-hmm. find you, or you'll find each other, however you want to see it.
Because I did see a job yesterday that I really thought I would really like. In fact, when I applied for it, I thought, wow, I like this job better than the one I'm getting.
So just let your guidance know, you know. Focus on what it is you really want and allow your life to move forward. In fact, they're waiting for you to just let go and allow it to happen. So it's coming. I don't think you're going to have to wait a long time. I don't think you're going to have to wait a month or anything like that. I think it's mm-hmm. going to be much sooner. So just focus on mm-hmm. what you really want to create and let it come into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your drawing board.
Yeah. And make sure that you draw on that board with many different colors and put flowers and sunshine and butterflies and everything you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It really is interesting the way we form our beliefs. And we really do, you know, like with what happened with Lena. And she has this belief that, you know, this is bad, these horrible things are happening. But it's not necessarily bad. It's just not what she is. When we are allowing Source, Universe, God, whatever name you want to use, to understand what it is that we are looking for, what it is that we want to experience, when we get out of the way, then we really do allow those things in our lives, because we really do create what we experience in every moment. And I know I've been saying that for years, maybe forever, but I'm just now beginning to really get that that is true. And I think the thing that really brought it home to me was actually when my sister died. And I realized that she died because that was what she chose. And that's not something we generally say about death. We act like, you know, when someone dies, it's because the Grim Reaper came and said, okay, it's your time, let's go. And they had no say whatsoever in when they died. And now I have a deeper understanding that everyone who dies has made a choice. And I'm not saying, you know, people are to blame for the horrible things that happen to them, or accidents, or drownings, or fires, or whatever. It's not about that. It's not about blame. It's about the freedom to choose. You see, because we don't actually die. We are eternal beings. So this whole death thing is an illusion. It's just a way of releasing the body that we've been using so that we can get a new one, so that we can upgrade to the 2015 model. Or, you know, it's not about all the doom and gloom and horrible stuff that we've been taught. It's about choices. Everything's about choices. Every moment of our lives is about choices. So when it comes to God and spirituality, what choices are you making? Let's go to the caller from area code 360. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm wondering if you could tell me whether I made a bad choice in a major purchase.
I can feel that you feel a lot of negativity around this.
Yeah.
So you think you made a bad choice?
Yeah.
And now you're afraid that that means something awful, whatever it is you're creating in your mind about it.
Yeah.
So what if you took away the whole belief that there was anything bad about your decision? Did you see any benefits in it?
Slightly, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do a little work on you, and we are going to see if we can clear away that whole cloudy thing that's around you. And all you have to do is breathe when I tell you to, okay?
All right.
Okay. I've made a bad choice. Take a deep breath. And I'm releasing it and I'm letting it go. I'm releasing and I'm letting go. Take a nice deep breath. I've been condemning myself, and I don't need to do that. I made the choice that seemed right in the moment, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm letting go of this whole idea that there's bad, that there's a catastrophe, that something awful has to happen. I'm giving myself the freedom to see what's really there so I can make a better choice. I'm releasing, and I'm letting go. Take a deep breath. Choice is not the end of the world. Okay, I can let it go. And I can start looking at things through different eyes. It's okay, I can let it go. Maybe let it go. No matter what anybody else thinks, they still need to let it go. This is my choice. And I always have the opportunity to make a different choice. I am not stuck with any choice. I am releasing and letting go. Take a deep breath. Let go. Take a couple more deep breaths. So what kind of choice do you want to make now?
I don't know. I wish they would take it back and I could start anew.
Well, you know, there are some choices that we make. There are laws that say that we actually have 3 days in which we can change our minds, and they have to take it back. It depends on, you know, what state you're in and what the laws are. That's something you might want to look into.
Yeah, I've looked into that already. It's over the limit.
Okay.
And there wasn't they don't have that in this state.
Okay, now, then you need someone who is going to decide that they want what it is you purchased, and they are willing to pay you the same or even more than what you spent. And then they would become the proud owners of whatever it is, and you could have the ability to make a different choice. So could you see something like that happening? Can you create that happening?
I don't know.
Think about what steps you would need to take in order for that to be created.
Yeah, the thing is that I'm getting a cold now, and I'm getting run down from it all. And
that's why you start taking it towards changing the situation. When you start taking the steps, you know, to put it out there for somebody else to find and say, okay, I want it, and then your energy changes. You start coming more and more into the light, more and more into that love, and you don't need to get sick. Right now you're getting sick because you're thinking, oh my gosh, what did I do? This is horrible. Oh my gosh. And that's draining your energy. If you start working towards creating that this is going to be successful, that you are going to sell this to someone else, or however it's miraculous is going to be out of your life, then that's bringing the energy that's going to revitalize you, revitalize your body, revitalize your whole life. So you have a choice about what kind of energy you're creating. And you can sit there and decide, okay, I'm going to be sick, I'm going to get a cold, I'm going to feel really bad, and I'm going to just lay here. And, you know, you realize that if you do that, then that's going to be those heavy energies, and you're going to feel like crap. But that's the choice. You don't have to go there. So just make a list of some simple steps that you can start taking, changing this whole thing, to changing your whole relationship with what you bought, to stop seeing it as this negative thing that you've now got to deal with. Start seeing the positive aspects of it. Start seeing it as something that someone else would actually love. And you're putting that higher energy into it, then you are actually making it more attractive for somebody else. If you decide that it's not for you. Can you see the difference in the things that I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is the point at which you get to change how you're being so that you can change what you're creating. Because you're really not stuck. And your guides really want you to get that. You're not stuck. This is just an opportunity for your growth, an opportunity for you to see how you have the power to create what's in your life. How does that feel?
That feels better. Could you say that one more time? I'm not stuck. My guides tell me I'm not stuck.
No, you're not.
Like, I always get, I get manipulated by people. I allow myself to get manipulated.
So
I'm becoming more aware of it, but it still happened.
One of your lessons in this lifetime is to recognize your own power. And you keep getting reminded of that, because every time you don't recognize your power and you give it to somebody else, you don't like what you get. So it's
exactly.
Just another reminder, yeah. So you're not stuck. You're actually learning. You're actually doing good. You are making progress.
Okay.
Now you get to continue to make that progress and decide what it is you want to create. It's not about the other people. It's never about the other people. It's about you, who you are, who you're being, and what you are creating. And you really are powerful. I'm showing you this image of you, and it's like you're just radiating this incredible light. So, yeah, you really are powerful. You're starting to recognize that, and that's fabulous. You just pat yourself on the back. You are making progress. You really are.
Okay.
So start taking the steps that you need to get this item, whatever it is, out of your life. And until it's gone, learn to accept the fact that it's there and that it's not a problem. It's not a curse. It's not some horrible thing that you've been condemned to, because it's not. It's just another example of how you are changing. And by taking the steps to let it go, to have it move out of your life, that's just another example of you standing in your power, saying, okay, I made a choice. I've decided that that wasn't the right choice for me, and so I'm making a different choice, and I'm moving forward with my life.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So are you okay with all this now?
Yeah, I'm better. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Start creating your life. It really is yours. It's not all of them. It's all about you. Start creating what you want to experience. Put yourself first.
Right.
You can do it. I already know you can. And sometimes you may just need to sit there and say, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. Like that little train in that door. I can't remember the name of the book, but I know there was a little train that said, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, because he was going up a steep hill. And you know you can. You know it. There is a part of you that knows very strongly that, yes, you can. Start trusting that part of you.
I just feel so tired and overwhelmed by it all.
Just letting go of the whole idea that you need to be tired and overwhelmed, because that's the old you. That's the you that felt, okay, these people are taking advantage of me, the whole world is against me. That's that old belief, and you're letting that belief go, because you know that that's not what it's about. And you don't need to go back into that negativity. You won't ever need to go back there. You can just make a different choice. You can choose to be okay with this situation, and you can choose to make the very best of this situation. And you can choose for things to come out even better than you ever imagined in this situation. Those are some of your options. So just make a different choice.
Okay.
Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, just take a deep breath and blow the overwhelm away. Just imagine it going out of your body.
Okay.
And just allow yourself to breathe in and to breathe out all of that stuff that you don't want. Consciously take those breaths and fill yourself more and more with love. Or you can just imagine this beautiful beam of golden light that's just flowing down all around your body, all through your body, filling every cell within you with this beautiful golden light, peaceful, soothing, wonderful light, energizing light, the light that shows you who you really are, that you are loved and that you are protected and you are guided and that you are never alone and that there's absolutely no reason why you should ever beat yourself up because, frankly, you're wonderful and you don't deserve to be beaten up. And just let this energy fill every single cell of your being. And as it is filling every cell, all of those old beliefs, all of that negativity, it's all just leaving. There's no room for it. It's being pushed out. It's coming out through the pores in your skin. It's coming out through tears. It's coming out however it needs to come out. And you're just letting it go because you don't need that anymore. You know who you are, and you are standing in your power. And that power is coming to you from Source, God, the Creator of the universe, whatever name makes you happy. And it is just filling every single cell of your being right now. And this is the way your life is supposed to be. You are shining so brightly, so beautifully. You are so loved. You are so valued. And you deserve better. Have a great day.
That feels pretty nice.
And that's the way you can feel all the time. Hey, it's just a choice. And you see, you feel better now, and nothing has changed. You've made a different choice. That's the only thing that's changed.
Yeah.
So you really do have the power to make this into something wonderful.
Okay. I am ready to get back on the phone and try to change the situation.
Don't say I'm going to try to change it. Say I am going to work on changing it.
I am going to work on changing it.
And I'm going to let it happen.
And I'm going to let it happen. Going to work on changing and going to let it happen.
Yeah. Because you need to.
Yeah, I know I can. Oh, boy. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have fun at it, too.
Gosh, I hope so. I just feel I hate when I feel so overwhelmed by it all, and it's like just feels like a ball and chain and being dragged down, and you know. And, but I have to not think that way. I have to make the choice of realizing I'm not stuck. I'm not trapped. I'm not gonna suffer endlessly.
No, you're not. Unless, of course, you choose to, in which case you should just enjoy the heck out of it if that's what you choose.
I don't want to. I want to escape from hell. I really do.
Well, if you want to, you can just see an image of you all wrapped up in chains, you know, with your balls and all of this stuff, and then just see Archangel Michael come with this beautiful sword of light, and he just cuts through every chain. And you're free. You can spread your arm. You can dance. You can sing. Because you're free. Because that's what he does. And he just did that for you.
Yeah, I really want to be free. I really need to
be
free.
You are. He just cut away all those chains, all of those attachments, all of that stuff. It's all gone. You are free right now in this moment. It happened. What you wanted, you have it.
Ah.
yeah. feel overwhelmed or, you know, wrapped up in chains again, you just call on Archangel Michael. He is always right there. He is always more than happy to help you. He thinks you're really, really great, by the way.
Okay.
So you go ahead and create what it is you really want. You're not stuck in anything, sweetheart. And everything's okay.
Okay.
Your angel
Thank
is
you.
Lots of kisses.
Pardon?
Your angels are sending you lots and lots of kisses.
Oh, that's nice.
So now you just decide what it is you want to create, and then you take the steps necessary to create that because you're not stuck in anything. And this is actually a great opportunity for you. It's not a condemnation. It's an opportunity.
Okay.
Well, have fun.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it really does make a difference how we see ourselves and how we see Source, God, the universe, whatever name, when we see it as something that is loving, is there for us, that allows us to be greater, more wonderful. And that gives us a whole different relationship with ourselves and with our lives. And we start to see that everything that happens is actually an opportunity. Even things that we might have been told were, you know, horrible, whatever the wording is, which has completely escaped my mind, which is fine. But instead, we start seeing it all as opportunities, opportunities for us to be more, to do more, to have more, to accept ourselves. Accepting ourselves and loving ourselves, those are such big things in our lives. And they're things that we haven't been taught we're supposed to do. And if you think about it, that you are always taught to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But what are you taught about doing unto you? You deserve to be loved. You deserve to just be completely and totally surrounded by the incredible love that is already there. Have you been taught that it's okay for you to just be alive? Hi, Helena.
Hey, Reverend Barbara. Calling for a message. I'm just kind of going through the throes of going through tons of clutter and still on the fence about moving, but just about over the fence, and just crazy time. So I'm wondering if the angels have anything to tell me.
Okay, let's see what they want to say to you.
Thanks.
Dear one, first of all, we want to tell you that we love you, but you already know this. But we like to come because it makes you smile, and we like it when we smile. Such a beautiful smile. Don't give up. That's what we want you to know. Don't give up. Make a decision about what it is you want to create in your life and then let it happen. And allow us to assist you. You already know that you don't ever need to feel overwhelmed or depleted or alone. We are always with you, always. So don't give up. Know what it is you truly want to create and allow that into your life. And when you get into those thought patterns that say, I can't do this, or I have to do that, or oh my gosh, what's going to happen, then immediately just open the window and throw them out because they have no place in your life. You know what you are creating. You know what you desire. Let that be your guide. Make sure everything you do is a step towards what you really want. You deserve to have a beautiful, beautiful life filled with love, filled with light, everything your heart desires. Let it happen. We've waited so long, and now it's time to stop waiting. It's time to move forward. It's time to take the right steps, which you know what they are. You've always known. It's so beautiful to see you coming into your power. It's so wonderful to watch you grow, to watch you bloom. Allow yourself to be the beautiful, infinite, unstoppable woman that you came into this life to be. We are with you. We are always with you. And all you ever have to do is ask. We love you. Be well.
Thank you.
They seem really happy.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Thanks. I keep asking them to help with my apartment, that's for sure. And asking. Funny, sometimes, you know, answers come so quickly and results come so quickly, and then other times it's like, it feels like the spirit's not hearing. But, I guess it's, I'm not in charge.
Usually if it feels like it's not happening, there's something in you that says it's not supposed to happen. It's probably some belief in you that says that they're not going to help me or they can't help me or whatever it is, because they always start answering before you even finish asking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always true. So anytime it feels like it's not true, look at what it is you believe. Look at what it is you are thinking or doing that is actually stopping your seeing the results that you want to see. They're always there for you. They're always there for every one of us, though.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
You have a great day.
You too, and I know you're going to have lots of fun.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know it's just going to get better, so it's okay. You're just letting go of the old, which is just part of moving into the new.
Tons of it. It's like, it feels like tons of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I guess you can, right? Yeah. Jeez. All right. I don't want to keep you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And enjoy yourself, you know. Put on your favorite music and dance around while you do it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
Okay, that's our show for today. Thank you to everyone who called in and everyone who listened. And I hope that you will each start examining your own beliefs, your own spirituality, so that you can decide what it is you want to experience in life. Because we're never stuck, we're never condemned, and it's okay for us to let all that go, to breathe, and to embrace the opportunities that are presented to us. And they are always presented to us. I'll be back on Friday. Until then, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye.